Gay State Nation, another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast coming to you right now. Eddie Greer, host of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, whether that is football all the way to track and field indoor season right around the corner for K-State as well. If you're the first time listening to this podcast, thank you so much for taking time out of your weekend or whenever this comes out. Day to listen to this episode. Man, busy day for the podcast. As I'm recording on this evening, Friday, happy weekend. As I'm sitting and recording this on Friday, January 10th, 2025, this transfer portal update. But a little bit behind, so I've already recorded one already. This is the second one of the day. This comes in prime time. So make sure you go ahead, hit that like, subscribe button, and hit that notification bell. Every time we post content, you'll be first for a handful to do that as well. K-State, your team every day. Yes, and I mean every day as well. Busy last couple of days for this podcast. And of course, don't forget about our bonus content over on Podbean. Greer 3, Eddie's podcast. But you have to download the Podbean app first. You have to download the Podbean app to do that. Greer 3, Eddie's podcast. Me and Alex recorded last night. You're going to have not one, but two episodes out because I did one solo that I recorded last weekend. So you're going to get two episodes over there to kick off 2025 bonus content of your K-State Wildcats there. I'm not going to spoil any of that. So you're going to have to download that and check that out as well as feel free to listen to past episodes over there as well. I mentioned transfer portal update. Here's another one that I got for you. And this is the latest one because I recorded an episode earlier with Deshaun Ross and giving the other. What is this on here? Oh, okay. So now K-State football has been working round the clock, it seems like, in the transfer portal. And oh man, Taylor Bratt. There we go. That's the name I wanted to get out of my mouth. Taylor Bratt and the rest of the K-State recruiting team. Caleb Medford. The latest get. This is the up-to-date, the latest episode, latest get for K-State football. Obviously, K-State football, if you were in and out all year long, failed to get to the Big 12 Championship, but yet again, join the elite, kind of an elite group to win nine games for the third straight season with the Alabamas, with the Clemsons, with the Notre Dame. But speaking of Notre Dame, they're in the national championship game in the college football playoff. What a win last night for those guys, battling back against pesky Penn. Well, I don't know whose team's pesky, Notre Dame or Penn State, but that was a hell of a game last night for them. But anyways, K-State joined that group. Nine wins for the third straight year under Chris Klieman. As much as we gave Chris Klieman grief all year long in the coaching staff, yet somehow they scrapped together nine wins, and here they are going to work in the transfer portal, the latest get. Caleb Medford, coming from New Mexico there as well. And, of course, I mentioned Deshaun Ross. And leaving out, again, I have to circle back around to this at some point, Brandon Snay. Now, this might not how you say it, but we're going to roll with it here on this episode of this podcast. Again, K-State losing a couple in the transfer portal, Trey Spivey, and Keegan Johnson also hit the transfer portal, and Keegan Johnson landed somewhere as well. I got to double check on where he landed at as well. Somebody said on 3Mall, I believe Cole Manbeck said it, Keegan Johnson landed somewhere as well. But another wideout, Caleb Medford this time from New Mexico. Medford, the third wide receiver to join this group. I recorded one on Jalen Bradley, and haven't had a chance to record one on Jalen Tibbs. So I mentioned Tibbs in the previous episode early this morning as well. So three wide receivers now. Matthew Middleton, wide receiver coach for K-State, adding all this talent. And then we didn't even talk. I haven't even mentioned this name. J.D. Davis also was added earlier last year in the fall for this team there. Medford. We were playing for the Wildcats, obviously. He started Caleb Medford at TCU in six games. Didn't even record a catch or anything. And then moved on to New Mexico State. So this is the perfect example. Oh, there are more perfect examples than Medford, but this is the example of where we're at in the society of college athletics, whether that's football, baseball, basketball, your top three sports, right? This is where we're at. Medford starting at TCU, didn't play. So yeah, I'm hitting the trail portal and didn't get on the field against New Mexico, getting to that here. And now he lands in the MHK. It's the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer back with another trail portal episode here. For New Mexico State, 48 catches for 887 yards, 5 touchdowns. This is total. First time at New Mexico State, which is there as 2 seasons. 2023, a most productive, right? 551 yards, 30 catches, 3 touchdowns. This past season, Medford from state of Texas, 18 catches. That's for the running backs, 336 yards and 2 touchdowns there as well for Medford. Medford now up to date. Again, I'm going to have to circle around to get the rest of these guys, hopefully at some point in time, maybe. This is the 12th get in a treasure portal for K-State football, and they're loading up. So, again, you got to give Taylor Bratt and his recruiting staff, Chris Kleiman, a lot of credit for trying to hit. And looking like it, Caleb Medford, this is going to be his last year. He has one more eligibility left, and he's going to use it playing for Chris Kleiman in the Wildcats. It's going to be interesting. Look, we have give since the origin of this podcast, we have the wide receiving group top of the list, in my opinion, have been very underwhelming since the beginning of this podcast. So we're going to see what happens. Obviously, I just listed off some of the numbers of Medford. Medford didn't even play at TCU. Got his feet underneath him at New Mexico. Interesting enough. Well, I'm going to come to K-State where, again, you lose a talent like a Trey Spivey. You lose a production receiver like a Keegan Johnson. So, again, we're a ways. I mean, the offseason basically started for K-State football, obviously. We'll see what happens between now and the spring workouts. And, of course, you got the summer and then the fall. Obviously, K-State, by the way, you got to go overseas to play Iowa State to open up the 2025 campaign. Again, we are months, 8 months from that. Get your tickets, by the way, if you have not already. That Ligorius ticket package is over there. So it's going to be something to see. But the latest get for K-State football, Caleb Medford coming over from New Mexico. After 2 seasons, he did start his college career with the TCU Horned Frogs. So there you go with the latest get for the Wildcats on the football side of things. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, and get wherever podcasts are found, free in the bubble, daily, or when I have a chance to record K-State content. That's going to wrap things up on this Trends Portal Update edition of the podcast. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast, Spotify, iTunes, wherever you listen to your favorite K-State podcast. Make sure you add this to your library of podcasts. We come to you pretty much every day, including the weekends as well. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Another episode of the Pro Project Podcast in the books. Go Cats.